Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at First Stone Ministries and specifically their Living Free program.
Mm-hmm.
We're pulling directly from their website, you know, trying to understand exactly what this program offers, who it's actually designed for, and maybe what participants can really expect.
Yeah.
It describes itself as, well, a structured, community-focused path for deep personal healing and spiritual growth. Seems like it focuses especially around identity, sexuality, and relational wounds.
Right. It's interesting how upfront they are about the framework right from the start. It definitely sets the stage for what sounds like a very intentional, maybe quite deep journey.
Absolutely. So when we talk about Living Free, what's the core description they give? How do they actually, you know, define this program?
Well, using their own words, they say Living Free is a safe, scripture-centered group for adults 18 and over, and is for those pursuing emotional and spiritual wholeness. And they specifically mention identity, sexuality, and relational wounds. They also really emphasize that the cross of Christ is central to our teaching and ministry.
Okay, so a very clear faith-based foundation there.
Exactly. That's fundamental to their whole approach, it seems.
And just to give you the practical details quickly,
This
isn't like a short-term workshop or anything.
Well, definitely not.
It runs for, what, over 7 months, meeting weekly on Tuesdays, 7:00 to 9:03 p.m.
Yeah.
For the upcoming cycle, it kicks off September 16th, 2025, and goes all the way through April 14th, 2026. And it's held in Northwest Oklahoma City.
And that duration, that long time frame, it connects right back to something they say on the website, targeting people who are tired of surface-level answers and hungry for healing.
Ah, right.
So it suggests, you know, this is meant to be a substantial, long-term path, not really a quick fix for what are often deep issues.
Makes sense. So, okay, it's a big-time commitment. What does a typical Tuesday night actually look like then? If someone's thinking about this, what's the weekly experience?
Well, they detail a pretty consistent structure for each week. Seems designed to build community and foster growth.
Okay.
Each evening includes worship, could be live, could be recorded. Then there's a teaching, which they say is grounded in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Participants also hear real life stories, you know, personal accounts of healing and hope.
Right, the testimonial aspect.
Exactly. Then there's a large group ministry time, followed by what seems like a really crucial component, a small group discussion.
Okay. And what's special about those?
Well, what's notable is that you stay with the same small group all year long, so that consistency builds relationship.
Wow. Oh, okay.
And within those groups, they mention a specific practice called listening prayer with people of your same sex.
Listening prayer. What does that involve, do they say?
They don't go into huge detail on the main page, but it sounds like a guided prayer and sharing practice within gender-specific groups. Probably aims to create a space for, you know, deeper sharing around identity and relationships, fitting with the program's focus.
Gotcha.
Then, after the small groups, there's time for personal reflection and prayer. And they mentioned providing tools and experiences for actual change, plus a guidebook for the journey.
It really sounds like that consistent small group element is key to creating the safe community they talk about.
I think so.
They explicitly say participants have space to ask questions, face hard truths, and experience the power of grace, truth, and God's presence in community.
Precisely. That sustained, consistent relational support seems absolutely foundational to their approach for change in these, you know, pretty sensitive areas.
Okay. So given that structure, who exactly is this program designed for? Who are they trying to help? What specific struggles does it aim to address?
The website lists several specific criteria. It's for people who struggle with shame or confusion about their identity. Or maybe they want to heal from past wounds or sin. It also targets those wrestling with sexuality, emotional pain, or relational dysfunction.
Right.
Or maybe feeling trapped in unwanted behavior patterns.
Mm.
It's also for people who, you know, long to follow Jesus but feel kind of stuck or unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they just crave authentic community and spiritual depth, ultimately looking for greater freedom.
That's quite a range.
Mm-hmm.
And the specific mention of shame or confusion about identity and wrestling with sexuality seems pretty direct.
Yes, it indicates their perspective that these struggles are often deeply tied to spiritual well-being and, in their view, need that faith-based framework for resolution.
So what kinds of topics do they actually cover over those 25-plus weeks? It must be pretty broad.
It is quite extensive, yeah. The curriculum covers foundational spiritual things like hearing God's voice, building trust,
right,
but also gets into really personal areas like family wounds, unmet needs, Then it covers sexual, emotional, and relational integrity, forgiveness, repentance, breaking cycles.
Wow.
And it also includes concepts like spiritual warfare and inner healing. These are presented as, you know, integral parts of their process for transformation and freedom.
Right.
Alongside learning to live as a beloved son or daughter, which sounds like a focus on finding your identity within that spiritual context.
That really is a significant journey.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift to the nuts and bolts. Logistics, time commitment, cost, and how does someone actually join?
Right. So, like we said, September to April, in person, weekly Tuesdays, 7 to 9:30 p.m.
Got it.
The cost is listed as $160. That covers materials plus a banquet at the end.
Wow.
And they mention you can pay that over the sessions, which helps.
That's helpful, yeah.
And importantly, they state pretty clearly that money isn't a barrier if someone is really committed. They also mention weekly homework using the guidebook and some supplemental books.
So there's work outside the Tuesday nights, too.
Definitely. And they really stress the importance of consistent participation. That's vital, they say, for building trust and keeping it a safe space.
Makes sense if you're in the same small group all year.
Exactly. So they ask participants to commit to the whole journey. But if you do miss a session, they record them and post them securely for review so you can catch up.
Okay. That's practical. And the application process itself, how does that work?
It seems pretty straightforward, like a four-step thing. First, you apply online, or you can ask for a paper form.
Right.
Then you'll have an interview with someone from their team. Seems like a mutual assessment phase.
Okay.
After that, you secure your spot, pay the tuition, and finally, they say they help prepare you for the journey ahead.
And they have a tagline for joining.
Yeah, it kind of sums up their approach. No hype, no shame, just a path toward Jesus and freedom.
Okay. So beyond the structure, the curriculum, the logistics,
yeah,
the real impact often comes through in the personal stories, right?
Yeah.
What do the testimonials from participants tell us?
Yeah, those are quite revealing. They really paint a picture of, well, pretty profound transformation for many. A common theme seems to be this shift, moving from feeling defined by past mistakes or struggles to finding a renewed sense of identity and purpose. You see phrases like learning to see myself the way God does, or feeling more confident in my standing as his child.
So real identity shifts.
Seems like it. For instance, one person, Troy, talks about finding hope and healing and learning to live with integrity through the friendships and mentoring he found there.
So it's not just internal, it affects relationships and how they live.
Exactly. Another participant, Renee, mentioned gaining practical tools to put words to emotions after feeling disconnected.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and for her, that led to a deeper relationship with Jesus and even finding a sense of purpose as a volunteer leader afterwards.
Wow.
And Terry highlighted getting a better understanding of how my past experiences affect me today, which helped break free from unhealthy ways of thinking and relating.
So practical changes in thinking and relating.
Right. These stories really seem to underscore the practical application of what they're teaching.
And do any testimonials speak directly to those core issues like identity and sexuality they mentioned?
Yes, definitely. Nathan, for example, recommends it for anyone wanting to figure out who God made them to be. He talks about clarifying his beliefs about God and my identity in Christ.
Okay.
And while his initial focus was apparently on same-sex attraction, he makes a point to say the program is really about breaking free from any struggle. He also highlights the value of the small group time in that process.
That's a key point.
Yeah.
That it might be broader than one specific issue for many.
Seems so. And Tony shared a story about a breakthrough in forgiveness related to her dad, saying, the weight of bitterness and unforgiveness just lifted.
Powerful.
Yeah. And another person, Jonathan, mentioned that after several years in the program, he started to see the good things God has put in me, grounded in who I am in Christ, instead of just seeing my struggles and feeling like the Father looks at me with love.
These personal stories really do bring that idea of real change and the power of authentic community to life, don't they?
Absolutely. They give you a sense of the potential impact.
So to kind of wrap this section up, the Living Free program from First Stone Ministries really presents itself as this, well, comprehensive, faith-based, community-driven approach aimed at deep personal and spiritual healing, particularly around these sensitive areas of identity, sexuality, and relational health.
Yeah, and if you look at the bigger picture, it's providing a very structured, very long-term path for people who are seeking wholeness within that specific kind of supportive, scripture-focused environment.
Right.
It clearly places huge value on consistent participation, personal reflection, and that community accountability piece as being essential for deep change over that extended time.
Which brings us to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to maybe mull over. In what ways do these deeply personal struggles with identity, sexuality, relational wounds find resolution within structured long-term communities like this? And maybe what specific elements, whether it's the faith teaching, the consistent peer support, the guided reflection, or something else, what contributes most significantly to someone's journey toward healing and finding that lasting sense of freedom?